This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at
97.3. Whoa! It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, hump day. Oh, my God. Everything's going so smoothly this week. It's fantastic.
Isn't it?
It's yeah. Goodness.
Who said that?
I thought it was Bob, but Bob has her mouth closed.
She's smiling, and
she's
smiling away. Oh, what did she say?
I was being a ventriloquist.
Oh, goodness.
Sorry.
I know.
It's been such a smooth morning so far.
Oh, my God, it's been so magical.
Thought I would add to it.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Everything.
What don't I know about?
Nothing. I mean, really nothing big at all. Just like everything that can go wrong has gone wrong this morning.
That was the loudest gulp I've ever heard.
Oh, my goodness.
Did you hear that?
I heard something. Yeah. Is that Maddie gulping? Yeah, Maddie's
gulping about the morning.
Maddie's had a great morning. I've had a great morning. I actually didn't check in with Bob about her morning. I don't know. How was your morning?
It's been great. There's no rain.
That's fantastic. Yes, there is no rain.
There's no rain. I got up. I was like, hey, this is going to be, it's Wednesday already.
I know. I mean, I didn't want to jinx it because I was like, is it actually Wednesday already?
Something happens after your taxes are done when you just go, oh.
Smooth sail until Christmas.
This like 300-pound backpack just came off.
Feels good, doesn't it?
I did start mine yesterday.
Your taxes?
Yeah.
Isn't it just the best?
Wait, back to what happened to you?
Nothing, really.
Was there an accident on the way in?
There was just one of those traps. Well, first of all, I forgot to hit the timer on my coffee, so I come out to grab my coffee, and it's not done. I know. So that started my day off. Wah. I did get a good night's sleep though, so that's solid.
After Sunday night, everything goes,
just
falls
fine.
Into place.
I know. And then, I'm driving into work, and it's like 4:15, and the traffic is just at a dead stop with one of those traffic brakes where the guy drives.
When they do that. Yeah,
oh my God,
that's
me
awesome.
Too. I'm like, oh, I got up on purpose at 3 a.m. so that I could sit in traffic. It's
just in time for
so great.
Shocking.
For a slow
right?
down.
So I'm already running late. And then I get here and there's someone in my spot. Wah. But we, you know.
Every time with that.
I know. And it's the same person. The same lady. Yes.
I thought Sarah was going to walk down the hall.
I was going to.
Throw a beat down.
I
saw old school Massachusetts masshole Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
She was ready to go.
I was feeling scrappy. I was really pissed because seriously, this is the same person who's done this before. But I don't want to punch some lady out at that time in the morning.
Well, you know, you're not going to punch her out.
No, I don't want to. I don't actually want to.
You're not going
to
do it in the afternoon either.
I'm so tender and vulnerable in the morning. I'm just like, and I'm already 10 minutes late to work. So I'm already late because I sat in this traffic thing and then that is in my spot. She's a very nice person. I assume. Oh, look, it's 5:55. Boom. That's good time. See? Everything just changed. I just saw.
I made a wish.
Did you?
I've always got one ready.
Me too. That's funny. It's nice to have wishes. Once you have kids, wishes are so
easy.
Parents
is the easiest thing in the world.
There's no more wishes for you anymore.
Right.
Anyway, wah!
No, so when you went and talked to her, did you say,
I didn't talk to her.
I can't.
I didn't. I came up and between Maddie and Robin, they said, do not go talk to her. I was so mad.
So they went and did it?
So Robin knows her and it's the same person that's done it a few times. And it's just, you know, now I'm going to have to write it. And I'm actually glad I didn't write my angry letters right off the bat. I'm like, I have work to do. I'm already so late. And then I got to go down and move my car and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, boy.
I know. Wah, 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 wah. But I have to say that I've managed to hold on. We have a show to do. I'm going to have a ball today. As soon as you walked in, I was like, I go, good morning, Ben. He goes, no. I'm like, yes, we're off to a great start.
I was just being, you know.
I know.
Ornery.
You're being, yes. It's one of the things I love the most about you. Oh. If you and I got along, where would the show be?
Right. Wait, what?
We do
what?
Get along. Saying if we... If we didn't like poke each other constantly.
No, I know that
there would be no show.
I was explaining one time on this show about this lady I dated before I got with my current wife. Why is this so hard?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Anyway, it though.
But she was all friction.
Oh,
this lady.
I've heard you talk about her before.
And I
don't think you'd even done it. It was just like you weren't in a relationship.
Hadn't done it.
Right.
No,
that's why you put up with the friction.
Well, because she said, you know, if we do this, then you know, that means there's no like stick and move here, pal.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't want to. Even though I really wanted to very badly.
Right.
I realized the trouble was just around the corner.
Yeah,
I don't want no trouble.
If you're already like the Bickersons and you haven't even gotten going.
But I definitely went, you know what? Me and my partner at work, I get all the friction I need there. Mm. I don't need it when I get home.
Right.
And it's true. That's part of what we do.
It is. It can be aggravating. But
it's almost a routine.
I do. It is. And I feel like it's funny because we don't really talk about it that much. I mean, you are one of my most treasured people in my life. And thank you. Shame. And it is about our relationship that we are able, like, I trust you and I know that you trust me too. And mm-hmm. I think those are the most, like, the people that you're able to really poke and then see that you've crossed the line and go, I'm sorry. My bad. Like, and mean it.
Mm-hmm.
You're such an important person to me. So as much friction as you and I have, and I get that is sort of what makes the show work. I want you to know underneath it all, and I know you know this, that I just adore you. I love you.
I feel the same for you.
Now,
but I don't want more.
Oh, more. Well, you're going to get more.
No. I mean, in my personal life,
yes,
that's why that decision was so very easy
it's
for
like,
me.
It's like, I have enough of that.
We got this thing and I don't need that there. Mm. What I want there is...
I'm not trying
is,
to upset the balance, really.
No, well,
I mean,
I
you know, I want you to be
me,
able to have
like,
as much friction as you need in your life.
No, so. Thanks.
I don't like... I'm sorry that you get most of it from me. Excuse me. By the way, one of the reasons that Bob is in the building, ladies and gentlemen listening, is that the cameras are coming back. We used to have something called the Looking Glass. I don't know what it will be called now. And the only reason I'm bringing this up now is because I'm noticing that these cameras are tracking us everywhere. There are a couple cameras in here.
And I can tell you, nobody is watching. Those are just on automatic. They don't even have the software yet.
They have AI because if I go like this, it follows me.
Mm-hmm.
If I go like this, it follows me. Whoops. If I jump up and down, it follows. It like has facial recognition or something.
Yeah,
it's really creepy.
It's been explained to me how expensive they are too. So
oh, that's too bad that we knocked them right over the first day. Get out of my way.
Not mine.
Okay, or only yours. One of them.
Don't know how that happened.
Yeah. The other thing is it constantly changes its color. Like I can, like right now it's pointed right at me and it's green. Like it says, yes, I see you. But if I go over here, like now of course, it doesn't do it now, but it turns like yellow. And if I turn sideways, sometimes it'll turn red. Like, I can't see anything. I can't see a face.
While we are currently talking about the cameras, they will just be a complimentary piece to what we do on the radio.
Yes.
We're not going to be playing to them.
Okay.
Yes.
Sure.
We're not.
Okay. I agree. That never happens when there's cameras on us. Or when people start texting us about how bad we look on camera. We never play to the cameras. You're right. Go on.
Well, that's the problem, is I don't think we should.
I agree.
I really like. But there's this audience, and then there's this teeny little thing over here. Mm. And I don't want that to become the...
Right. The good news, though, Vin, is that they'll be filming us all morning, and we're like 10 years older than we were the last time they were on us. That's awesome. God, I love that the whole, like, older every day. Woo! It's so great. And that there'll be little clips of the day again. Like, we used to, every day on Instagram, we would put up some little, you know, little mini clip from the show. Bob, did you ever watch The Looking Glass back in the day?
No.
Okay, because it was just on computers. I mean, will it be available like on the Odyssey app or?
It's going to be, go ahead, you can.
Oh, Bob, tell us please. Everything.
Yeah, it will.
Hold that mic over towards you. That looks so
uncomfortable. Talk right into it.
We will be streaming Sarah and Vinny live on YouTube.
Oh.
And we will do some best of segments from the show every day, some longer form YouTube clips.
Okay.
And we'll be doing short, fun social media bites.
Oh my God, that sounds so fun. Yeah. That's
so
great.
Any way you like it, we will slice it.
Mm, I have some things.
Did you hear that? That was very well
done.
That
was gold.
That was really nice.
Any way you like it.
That was gold.
I'll slice it. Nice. She's not going to like what we like, though. There's going to be things I'm like, blur my face out today. A little puffy today. I want my face blurred. Can you give me like the Vaseline filter where all of my lines are softened? Mm, it's good. I guess I got to get a good haircut now. The whole camera thing. So here's what I do want, though, Bob. And we used to do this at the old station. When the commercials come on, the cameras will be off. Is that right? Even though we're streaming live, you just put up some kind of like a placard or something. Yeah,
for sure.
Because I want to, you know, eat.
That's how the banana
pick my nose.
Incident I want to eat.
That
too.
Is how the banana incident happened. Yeah, we all want to eat bananas. Apparently, so we can't get enough of those.
So
things.
Eventually, when we have a lot of clips, they'll run some clips and things while we're on the commercial on the break. So there'll actually be something to watch the whole time.
Oh, that's a good idea the transitions will be weird, but that will be great because I remember that would be like back in a minute and bad music because it was, you know, you can't play any licensed music.
Yeah. So they've got a plan.
Great.
Okay.
Well, it's very exciting. Well, when do we expect this to happen?
Soon.
Okay.
TBD.
TBD. In the meantime, we get to have you. So it's, you know, it's been really fun.
We're just warming up.
She's getting through all her trainings. I'm like, I'm glad she has the time now because, you know, they're not just, you know, the trainings you guys have to do, but we have to do a ton of digital training.
Oh.
Like before we're allowed to touch any software, we have to do a training session and it has to be completed and then they can let you touch the software, even if you've used it before.
Mm. I'm also really excited. I know that this probably hasn't been explained to Bob yet.
Oh, I can't wait to hear the explanation.
If Maddie's sick, we at least have a human being that can help us, which is a big deal because we've done it without any help at all, and it just really becomes...
Yeah. A Sarah and Vinny bitch fest. Turn off the mic. I can't believe it.
So the redundancy will, as we've said many times, is really critical.
Yeah.
It's very nice.
Well, we're glad to have you here. And when lady stuff comes up, I'll have someone to talk to about it.
I'm happy to be here. I'm here for you.
What kind of lady stuff?
Just whatever kind of ladies things.
None of your business.
Yeah. Oh. Girls only. No points allowed.
I'm assuming time of the month stuff. That's
what I thought.
I mean.
No, that's what you would
you think. That's the only thing
that
ladies go through? Right.
Yeah.
God, they're just victims of their own moods.
Oh, you and your body.
You said that. I didn't say that.
I said it in your voice.
No.
That was a quote.
No.
What about all the complaining? Anyway,
that was a good joke.
That was
joke.
Like the best line
yeah,
ever.
Yeah, that was really.
Yeah.
That might have been the last good joke, but it was a good one.
It was. KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco, Alex's morning show. Gonna play you a little song. This is a good one. Where's the lady who's 24/7 chaperone every day, all day, every day?
She's there.
Here you go, lady.
She texted already.
Is that so?
On top of the page, yep.
I would have played something else, but now we're going to play Pink Pony Club instead. Be right back.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.